Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers, we'll try and just give a synopsis of this. This is the first nasheed which our honorable guest recited before us was in respect of renewing our faith. So he said, renew our faith, and that was the theme line. Renew our faith by means of the Quran, and that will bring itminal, or it will bring some kind of peace and solace and comfort to our hearts. And thereafter he goes on to say that the best of ni'am al-jaleez, the best of companions that a person can have in one's entire life is the Qur'an. Because through it, all our worries and all our concerns, all our humum, all our worries and all the grievances that we have and the grief that we store in our hearts, through the means of the Qur'an, this grief will be dispelled and it will be eradicated. And most of all, it will be our dalil and it will be our guide towards Jannah. And then of course he goes on to say that when we recite and rattil hadir, and then when we recite in a manner as if the Qur'an is alive and it is speaking to us. That means with complete conscientiousness, being conscious of whatever we are reciting. And that theme was mainly with regard to the Qur'an. He then goes on to the next nasheed, which has got to do with Masjid al-Aqsa, and alhamdulillah, Masjid in the last few weeks, we can say, with the Imam of Masjid al-Aqsa, and then Sheikh Khalid al-Awaisi here amidst us on Sunday. And now, alhamdulillah, we have this great Qurra from Gaza. He said, do not forget al-Aqsa. Or rather, I will not forget Al-Aqsa, neither will I forget the Dome of the Rock. Because the Dome of the Rock at this moment is crying out of absolute remorse and regret. Tabki hasra, it is crying out of regret, it is crying out of remorse. In fact, every olive branch there, every olive branch in that Mubarak place, it is crying because it has witnessed the blood of the Shuhada. It has witnessed the blood of the martyrs. And there of course there is a dua, which is a dua in fact on the tongue of Al-Aqsa, crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to free it so that everyone could once again enjoy it. And then it goes on to say that Quds, in other words, now we are addressing this Mubarak land, we are addressing Baytul Maqdis, and we are saying to Baytul Maqdis, you are a land which has been overcome with calamities upon calamities and difficulties upon difficulties. Balwa, you have been overcome with these difficulties. However, the Ummah is here, and therefore if this Ummah is taken, if this Ummah will revive itself and once again wake up, and this Ummah will once again hold the Quran, which he terms, and which they all had of course termed it as the Noor. If we had the Noor in our hand, then we will have our Rabb taking our part. He will be on our side. If we have that Noor in our hand, we will have the Rabb on our side. And if we have Rabb on our side, he will then ease the emancipation of Quds back into our hands. And at the end, of course, he ends by saying that, wake up, O Ummah, wake up, my Ummah, and once again, bring back the smile upon my face. In other words, Quds is talking to us and saying to us that once wake up and a'idu basmati, and bring back the smile, bring back that happiness by freeing me and by emancipating me.